Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Slovenia welcomes the delegation of Jordan and thanks them for presentation of the report. We would like to recommend Jordan, one, to amend the personal status law to remove all exceptional conditions that allow the authorization of and the practice of child marriage. Two, to amend the personal status law to give women and men joint guardianship on their children. We commend the positive changes made by the government after the second UPR cycle in the field of women protection, such as the abolishment of the Article 308 of the Penal Code, allowing escape punishment by marrying victim, the review of the Article 62 of the Penal Code, allowing women to start medical procedures for their children without men's approval, and opening of the first shelter for women victims of violence in 2018. However, we are concerned that administrative detention of women and girls at risk of domestic violence is increasing. Child marriages are still quite widespread in Jordan. Child marriages does not only deny girls rights to education, but also threatens their right to health and physical integrity and make them more vulnerable to domestic violence. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.